One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. Check, 1, 2, 3. Check, 1, 2, 3. Joey D, can you hear me? Are you with me? Mikey, can you hear me? Are you with me?
Yeah, don't give me no check 1, 2, 3 bullshit. Yeah, now he
can't hear you.
Me. You know, Bob, do me a favor, bro. Do me a favor. Just do me a favor. I know you can't. Just stop speaking. Shh. Don't ever criticize, make a comment, or critique about anyone else's audio, setup, logistics, timing, fucking nothing. This is got to be the most long-winded fucking figuring out. They figured out Disney World faster than they figured out Bob's studio in his fucking condo. It's disgusting. The lighting, the sound, this don't work, that don't work. Walt Disney had Pirates of the Caribbean up and running faster with animatronics in 1956 than Bob's got in 2023.
Check, check, this check, check, disgusting. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, check, 1, 2, 3.
Are you with me, Mikey V?
Yeah,
I'm glad to see that somebody decided to show up after their bye week.
Yeah, bye week, my balls. Episode did fucking major numbers.
Hold on. Let's discuss that right out of the gate. First off, clap it up. Clap it up. We're excited to be here. Joey D, what do you want? Do you have a bet on something?
Don't worry about it, Bob.
Joe,
yeah, he's
have,
not. Like, head no, is not I, in the game right now for episode. Joe.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't have a chance to fucking say a word that between the check 1, 2, 3s and Mikey blowing off the rails right out of the gate.
Joe, am I wrong? Quietly. Am I wrong?
I'm not
Joe?
Saying you're wrong, but for once I was quiet, just listening aside, and I'm getting called out for not being.
No. I'm just saying. I just hope you don't have a bet on the game, because if you have a bet on the game, the show suffers. And A. That's because you're instrumental part to this podcast. And B, you also just don't pay attention if you have a bet on the game. Do you have a bet on the game right now?
Don't worry about it, Bob. I'm here. I'm ready.
By the way,
I was
the middle of July.
Wimbledon's over.
Yeah, what a match that was. Wow.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I told you that guy was gonna beat him, Joe. I told you.
Well, he's also the number one ranked in the world, Mikey V. It's not like you picked a dark horse from the annals.
But he wasn't the betting favorite, Joe, before the tournament.
No, started. I know you did call that. The guy's good, man. He won the U.S. Open last year, and the guy's really fucking good. I mean, they call him the next Nadal.
Joe, what could you? But seriously though, I'm honestly asking, what could you possibly have a bet on right now?
I didn't say I had one.
What are you watching? Why are you being so weird about it?
Yeah, what? I'm not being weird.
What
Why
the
you
fuck are you watching?
Something is off. Something is not right.
I know. I don't like this. What are
Joe,
you?
Joe, what's going on? I noticed it right away too.
There is
usually you come in, you're laughing. I would have got a lot more belly laughs out of Joe with the rant.
Something's going on. Nothing's going on.
I think
it was a very valid statement out of Mikey V.
No,
I'm kind of adjusting because Mikey's got like this reddish hue to him. He kind of looks like he's got like a tan to him. You look good.
But Joe, seven
days on the beach, I should have a tan.
But we like
you found you like you fucking never left.
But it doesn't answer the question, Joe. What are you watching?
Bob, I am looking at the fucking screen, for the love of Christ.
Oh, I know. I don't understand.
I looked away for a second, and I'm getting, you know.
But you were acting very strange about it when I asked.
No, I wasn't, just because I sat there quietly for 30 seconds while Mikey went on a tirade, and you checked 1, 2, 3 your way into the fucking podcast for the 50th fucking time. Now I'm the one who's getting called out. For once, I sat here patiently, quietly waiting my turn, and it always comes back to me.
You guys excited to be here? Now?
I'm very excited.
Let's clap it up. Let's have a good episode this week. Let's have a good episode. Come on. Clap it up. Excited to see you guys. Mikey V's back from his bye week, which is spectacular. There's a lot to discuss. There's a lot to discuss here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show today.
My hair is all over the fucking place here. This is bad. Should have worn a hat.
Do you want to take the time to get a hat? Go get a hat. What the fuck is going on here, man? I don't know.
Something's off with Joe. I don't know what it is, but something's off.
I agree.
There he is.
You ready, Joseph?
I've been ready since the start, Bob.
Would you just relax? I'm just asking you if you're ready to start the show.
By the way, I'll tell you what. You know what I'm over, Mikey V, is getting an invite and sitting there in the waiting room for 10 minutes every freaking time.
Yeah.
How about Joe? When we asked him, I said 1:15 start. He said Eastern or Pacific. 1:15 Eastern passed 3 hours ago, so it's not going to be 1:15 Eastern.
Well, Bob, you know, it looks like it's 1:15 a.m. in your fucking lighting, because I couldn't see your face from the broad side of the moon.
He looks like Deep Throat still. It's unbelievable.
It looks like he's doing, you know, the Batman Returns featuring Bobby Burger as a new Cape
Why don't
Crusader.
You just get a fucking ring light camera,
Mikey,
Bob? Why?
You got to see the size of the light that I have in here. I can't figure it out.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's that natural lighting from the slider. That's what's
No, I did it to help it, because if I put it down, then it's like the whole thing from last. I can't figure it out. The whole place is broken. Okay. The whole place is broken. Now here's the deal, Mikey.
Sure is.
Because we got into this week, and what we had said, and I said it was going to be our worst episode yet, and what you said to me was, I said that the episode from last week would have more views than the episode from this week. Whoever lost had to end up doing a food challenge. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I even said that it was a bad bet for you, because I had a weak head start on you. And yes, I did.
No.
And now it's at the point where we got 21,000 views from the one prior and 19,000 from the one that we had just did.
Yeah, and the one has 12 days. The other one hasn't even been up for a week yet.
But that's why I wanted to do the bet, and I stated that it was a bad bet for you, because I already had a head start, and you didn't care.
What?
Bob, that doesn't really make sense.
It makes no sense. It's another pretzel job. It's a classic class. Job. Yeah, it is.
What you got to do, you
go back to the tape.
You got to get ticket to get the analytics, and you look where each one was after one
at
full
1 week. And if you
that's why I love the bet, because the bottom line is...
Why would Mikey V make that bet? That's so stupid.
I was saying it's a dumb bet, Joe.
Bob was so certain that last episode was going to be a clunker. For whatever reason, he thought it was going to be... I knew it was going to be fucking gas. I knew it was going to be heat. Bob thought it was going to be a clunker. He doesn't want to eat his words. He doesn't want to bite the bullet. He doesn't want to do an eating challenge, because he can't do an eating challenge. He's not up to it.
Oh.
If you're not up to it, Bob, you're not up to it. Just say you're not up to it. It's fine.
I knew I had a head start on the bet, and I had stated that I knew that I would have a head start on the bet. Now, here's the deal with the episode. You still get the views. When people come in,
That's bullshit, Bob.
No, it's true. But it doesn't really matter.
So now, we would have got the views no matter what.
What'd he say?
So we would have got the views no matter what, is your theory, is what you're saying.
To a degree. Yeah, to a degree. I think maybe
that's an insult. I apologize to all the listeners and all the viewers. I apologize. That's an insult.
I don't think that's fair.
They would not be tuning in. They would not be viewing if we didn't bring the heat.
I think there will be a little bit of a difference. The episode that I'm shocked that didn't do well, and I don't understand why, I thought it was one of our best episodes, was Live from Lunas.
Yeah.
How many what numbers did that do?
It didn't do well.
Live from Lunas was a
19K.
I don't get it. I thought that was so good.
You know what it was? A very short pod. We only ran it for 40 minutes.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is you can't write live on a podcast. Nobody wants to listen to a live. Like a lot of the time, these live podcasts, they're not the same as like a regular recording. So maybe a lot of it might have chased, the title might have chased some people
away. If the thumbnail also, maybe if the thumbnail was the three of us sitting together, like that actual photo of us sitting together where people could see we were physically together, may have been a game changer also, but it was just the logo backdrop. Now, listen, I'm not an analytical YouTube guy. I'm not criticizing Ticket. I'm not at all. So please don't twist it into that either.
No, we're not.
I'm just saying.
Who said we're coming at Ticket?
Well, whoever does the thumbnails. I don't know who does the thumbnails.
Oh, okay.
For the YouTube. I don't know. But I'm just saying, perhaps that would have, perhaps if people saw that, it would have been, but I don't know. He knows more about YouTube a lot more than I do. I don't really do it.
I think what should happen is, because all this bickering back and forth, I think you should both do the same food challenge together and see where you guys end up.
Now, what I wouldn't mind doing, Mikey, is unifying.
Joe. That's like a lion against a squirrel.
Well, no, but I'm saying we could set an over under on how many more, like,
hey, by the way,
dogs or things Mikey V will do. Okay. The bomb.
I'm not going to deny the fact, I'm not going to fight you there, Mikey. After seeing what you did to that burger challenge, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not sniffing that. I'm just not.
After you saw me do the burger challenge, would you say that I'm one of, in terms of amateur eaters, not professionals, not guys who get paid to do it, right? Yeah. Just in terms of amateur eaters, I have to be a top amateur eater, I would say.
Well, I don't know, though, because I can't. It's not like we watch amateur eaters on a regular basis.
That's true.
There's a lot of big boys out there.
Yeah, there's not like a corn fairy tour for
I tell you what, if there was, I probably would have got my pro card a while ago.
Mikey, did I not give you your flowers about? I mean,
no, you did. No, you
rave about the fact of how unbelievable that was?
No, you did. I thought we were past the food challenges, honestly. I agree. You did. You 100% did.
I just think after what you pulled off, I think a lot of people, including myself, want to see you. Yeah, look, it's easier for us to say. But
yeah, I mean, come on, you know, like what do you think? I'm just going to abuse my body physically like that for what? There has to be something.
No, you do one every 4 months.
I mean, that takes a lot out of me.
Well, I think you got a lot of publicity out of it. I think it was a really good PR. Yeah, I think it was a really good PR.
How about a split Mikey, live on Instagram?
Mikey. You're going
to
tell me.
I'm supposed to, Joe, so I went live with Bob, so I'm supposed to, that's my
that's
payment.
That's a lot of
for,
followers. That's a lot of followers flowing in.
Come on, guys. Come on. Well, this is amongst friends. This was a friendly wager between friends.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We're
saying it's a big exposure.
I think it is. I think it is big exposure for you, Mike.
I'm not saying anything bad here. I'm saying it gets you on the board in front of 700,000+ faithful. You got a big pool to choose from. By the way, you know, this kid said to me yesterday, the nerve on this guy. I'm in the fucking airplane yesterday, and he goes, oh, you're really moving in the Instagram followers. You got 231 now. And I was saying to him, I was like, the difference between 200 and 300 is a big difference. He's like, I tell you what's a big difference. Moving from six really ain't that good to seven. I was like, oh, okay, Bob, you got six and you ain't happy with it. I'll go fuck myself. That's over three times the amount of people that I have following.
Wait, what happened?
So you got to tell us. You couldn't have told the story worse. I mean, you really, from a standpoint of A, it's just not being true, and B, just how he does
it. What do you mean it's not true? It's exactly true.
No, I think everybody here watching the show right now is confused as to what you just said. I know
confused.
I am. I was there.
I'm confused.
And
I was on the plane with Bob.
Right.
I was on my Instagram. He saw that I have 231,000 followers,
right?
Which he tried to pump my tires about, which I appreciated.
No, it was good.
I appreciated it.
Okay.
And then I said to him, I said, you know, the crazy thing is if you break the 200 barrier into 300,000 followers, it's like a difference maker. I feel like it puts you. It's like a tier above. And then he turns around in the same breath and goes, I'll tell you what's a real tier above is going from six to seven. And I looked at him and I was like, I guess I'll just go fuck myself. Man.
I didn't.
Like, he was like, you know, six really ain't that special. But when you got seven, I'm like, Bob, six is like three times what I've got.
It
was a
off
backhanded.
No, but yeah, I could see how it came off. I did not mean it like that in any way. And that's why when Joe started busting my balls, I was cracking up because I didn't mean that at all. Mikey, do you want to know? I didn't mean it like that. I could see why it came off like that. Do you want to know what this guy does at the airport? Okay, and we talked about it a little bit prior. Do you know, you go traveling with him, first off, he's one of the loudest. He doesn't change his voice from public or how he's talking now to when you're walking in the gate. Like, he keeps that same level. But the sickest thing about him, he was watching a Bob Does Sports episode, and he doesn't use headphones. So he,
Normally I do, Bob.
He was playing the episode out loud so that the people on the plane and the flight
trying to get more exposure to the channel, Bob.
Bringing more exposure to the channel. People are going to fucking hate us is what it's going
to
do.
I beg to differ.
So I watched the flight attendant go by and look at him playing it out loud. And then they make announcement on the plane. If you're using any cellular devices, please use head. He doesn't use head. Is that one of the sickest things you've ever heard?
Did you just forget your headphones?
No, I gave the AirPods to Nicole to use to work out. And all I had is these big clunkers. And I tell you what, you can't walk around the airport with something like this on. You look obnoxious or you look like you're a rap artist. Because it's way too, they're hanging from your neck. So I just didn't bring them.
Oh, no. Well, you nailed that one, Bob. You nailed that one right on the head. Now, I would like to know what it is.
Now, a lot of people, I don't pick up the audio, but Joe just went crazy.
It's a baseball game. Somebody went yard.
Let's go!
What happened, Joe? What bet do you have on the game? You see how upset he gets with me? And the reason he got upset is because it was true. What bet do you have, Joe?
Over 9.5 in the Rays Royals game.
Dude, guys,
three run dinger.
Guys,
and
actually,
recast the over.
He's actually one of the sickest human beings I have ever encountered.
Well,
in my life.
Bob, in my defense, we were supposed to run the pod tonight, okay? So I was not prepared.
Don't bring that into it, though, Joe. That's
no,
not...
because you make it sound like I placed this knowing we were doing a 1:15 pod start time, and that's not the case.
So
that's not
the
case at all.
The Rays game would have been over by now.
Yes. It's the eighth inning.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to take a little bit more, even with the pitch clock. It's
if we started at 5 p.m., we would have been fine.
Well, I mean, Joe, as late as Bob was, we might as well have just started at 5 p.m., to be honest. Yeah, take a sip of that coffee, Bob. Maybe that'll.
Well, you can't even see what he's drinking. It's so fucking black in there. It's like,
it looks like a nice cup of coffee. Looks like a nice cup of coffee. Is it coffee, Bob, or tea, perhaps?
Coffee.
All right, boys, I'm turning the TV off. It's off.
Well, of course it's off. That's why, Joe, it was so obvious that you were fucking
clear as day.
You can't talk about something you have when you have it. It just completely.
So the number was 9.5, but what was the total at when we started the pod?
6.
Oh, that's why. Now they just hit. So, yeah, that's exactly why. That's why. Because he thought it was a loser.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better.
Joe, that's a nice cup you have there, though.
That is. Well, he's got the Dave Thomas Wendy's cup. Talk me through that order, Joey D.
You know what this is?
Coffee.
No, it's a Frosty Chino. And it's fire, Bob. It's an iced coffee, and they put a little bit of the frosty in it.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
That actually sounds
really good. It's like the frosty creamer they put inside.
That actually sounds
unbelievable.
You know, Joe's introduced me to a few things. One of them being, I believe it's the affogato with the ice cream in with the espresso. Was amazing. And then profiteroles is another one that he gave me. The what is it?
So good. Profiteroles.
Profiteroles. Profiteroles is one of my – if I see a
have you had those, Mikey V?
No.
They're like cream puffs, but without cream. They're ice cream in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had them.
So, and then they're drizzled with chocolate on the
top. They call them bonbons.
And powdered sugar.
The last one that I got, they overdid the chocolate. It's so good as is. Just a light amount of chocolate. You don't need anything crazy. But, Joe, talk me through that Wendy's order. I'm curious.
I didn't do much today. I've had issues with the bowels since last night. So I went light. I did a crispy chicken sandwich and
I'm laughing about the bowels comment. I mean,
I tell you what, I came back. You know, has this ever happened to you? I might as well just say it. I don't care. You know, my life's already on the internet. Where you go and like you're doing something and out of nowhere, feel like you're gonna shit your
pants. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I came within I'm not even joking. Probably 30 to 40 seconds of shitting myself yesterday coming back to the apartment to the point where I didn't even like I barely closed the door and I sprinted to the toilet. So, you know, that's what I've been dealing with. And I kept it light today. I did the crispy chicken sandwich. I did this frosty chino and I did a small fry.
That's nothing. That's light work.
You know who's losing their fastball is I had Burger King yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Once they dropped the chicken, that was the end.
Mikey V was on a paid promo for that.
That was the end.
I will tell you though, I think their fries are good. I think their fries are underrated. I happen to like their fries, but I got a chicken sandwich. It was very lousy.
Yeah.
That's all
the
I got.
The chicken was the best thing they had going. And that's all. And they lost it.
Now, and then I was giving out heart attacks, Mikey V.
I had an iced coffee at this diner we went to during vacation a couple days ago, and iced coffee was served in like a 32 ounce mason jar, and we were, you know, I was sitting, my father-in-law was there, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my kids, my wife, and you know, usually there's a little bit of, you know, there's a little debate about who's going to pay the bill, yada yada. The bill. Yeah. But I got an attack like that, Joe, and I was like, I don't give a fuck who pays this bill. I looked at Holly. I said, we're going right now. We're leaving. So someone else could pay this bill because I got to go. I got to get out of here or it's not going to end well.
It's the and worst then, feeling in the however, world.
However, when you finally make it cheek to seat, in a moment like that, there are few feelings of relief like that. There is nothing really equatable.
Well, this was such a close call that it even took me like a minute just to regain my composure.
I
was still so scared at how close I came to shitting myself that it was like, even by the time I was on the can, it took me like 15 seconds to realize
you kind of sit there and you laugh to yourself like you just like accomplished something so great, like that you can't even believe that you were able to do it. Like you just sit there.
I thank God, dude. I had to drop my sister off yesterday. I was like, if this had happened 10 minutes earlier, I legitimately do not know what I would have done.
Yeah, and that's those shits, those are some sloppy, like they're always wet. Oh, except for the thick worst. Firm shit, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
No, it's an explosion.
A lot of times you find yourself in the shower after
coming
out
of the back end.
You almost have to shower after that. You almost have to, because you don't even want to get into what it's going to be like to do a full cleanup in aisle 7 on that.
I can't imagine living in a house where, imagine your kids in the bathroom while you have to, oh my God.
You better have a couple toilets.
Yeah. I never thought like having like 4 or 5 bathrooms in a house was relevant.
I have three toilets in my house. Three. There's always an open toilet. Always. because there's four people living here and one of them still shits their pants. So there's always an open option.
It's amazing how you can fight your way always to usually to get it to where you do get it to the toilet. Cause like, it is pretty amazing. Just like the mental battle that it takes to get to that toilet. Cause every time you go down, it's like, man, I didn't have one more second, but I almost feel like it's kind of mental to where you did have one more second. It's just, as you get closer to the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Isn't that wild? Isn't that funny?
I have a theory that you have to remain calm. So like a lot of people start running, it's and fair. I think it expedites the process.
Yeah, you can't run.
I just take deep breaths and I try to walk at the same pace that I normally do. I got like three flights of stairs to go up to get to my apartment. And I just kept talking to myself the whole way. I was like, you're one step closer, you're two steps closer. And then by the time you get in, that's it. But some people try to run. Let me ask you this.
When's the last time you sharted?
I sharted?
When's the last time you sharted?
It's been a while, man.
Has it really?
Yeah, I actually am pretty happy with the control I have. I think it happened once on a Bada sports trip, like at Quail. I think it happened.
So not
I tried to rip a fart, and it came with a little residue. It was not ideal at all.
My last shart was when we collabed with the Busted Jack guys. Remember early on?
Oh, was it bad?
Oh, it was terrible. I talked to you about it. It was awful.
No, but I'm saying, was it like as bad as anticipated?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like nowadays we're at the age where all sharts come from what we thought were farts. Yeah. We're not like, you know what I mean? That's where the shart comes from.
But you had to play another like five holes of golf.
Yeah, why do you think I played so bad?
Bob looked and smelled like shit that day.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Joey Day. I appreciate that. Thanks, Joe.
All right, folks. Joey Kolkutz here. Wanted to take a brief moment to interrupt today's podcast to let you know that golf's fourth and final major is going down this week. How can you not be excited for that? Here's what I need you to do, golf fans. I need you to join the action from the first drive to the final hole with the DraftKings Sportsbook. This week, we're offering all new customers who make a $5 golf bet to score $150 in bonus bets. That's correct. $150 in bonus bets instantly. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? You really can't. Here's what you need to do. Don't miss the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use our code DUMB. That's D-U-M-B, promo code DUMB. So all new customers, once again, who place a $5 bet on golf and score $150 in bonus bets. The time is now, folks. There's never been a better time. You got to join in on the action. You got to get ready. Golf's last major of the year. Don't miss out. If you have a gambling problem, please make sure you call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races, all games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/golf terms.
Hey, what did the looks have to – oh, yeah. Okay, here's the deal. We got to get into it, and I'm going to give Joey D the floor because we have what we are now calling what the people, not me, are referring to, but what the people are calling Lackergate. Based off of Brian Urlacher, Joey D on last week's podcast talked about running into Brian Urlacher in Lake Tahoe, who is Mikey V's number one bear source. He may tell you no, Mikey V, no, without he's not a bear question, source.
No,
that is
that's not accurate, Bob. If you're going to give the accurate
big,
story,
as a big he, as a big
no,
big
it's not Mike. It's not Urlacher. It's what's his name? Brown.
Yeah,
Alex Brown. I think it's
Urlacher wants nothing to do with
it. Regardless,
Okay.
Urlacher is Mikey V's guys. And when you think about the Chicago Bears, you think about Urlacher. And that relationship for him, that's a key relationship. That's like my Volpe relationship. But safe to say?
Yeah, Volpe's got a long way to go to be the Brian Urlacher.
Right, right. You're
talking about a first ballot Hall of Famer, Bob.
That's right. Okay. But that's different. His guy. So Joey D alludes to meeting Brian Urlacher, mentioning Bear Down, Mikey V, and getting pretty much stonewalled from him to where
Give me nothing.
He gave so he stands.
How could you still say that, knowing what Bob's about to say to you?
I maintain what I said.
Hold on, fellas. Just hold on. He's going to stick to
fucking
it.
Amazing.
By the way, I was so excited to see how he goes about it, and I had a feeling he was going to stick to his guns. Now,
100%.
Mikey V 100%. Doing what Mikey V does. Digs deep to the exact time.
I did not find that. Someone sent me that on Twitter. One of the voiceless sent it on Twitter. I have the tweet. Didn't find shit.
He created a burner account and then sent himself the tweet.
Joe is still, he, people find it amazing that someone with as small a following as I have compared to the juggernauts that are on the
podcast here.
Individuals in my camp that still put in this kind of work. So anyway, guy sends me the video of the irony is a year ago to the date at the last time we recorded a podcast when I was on vacation with the Flag Beach setup. And Joey D's rendition of that story was completely opposite of what he told this past week. Now, he's still sitting here saying, that's exactly what happened. But the videotape of what you described in the podcast a year ago, Joe, is completely contradictory to what you're saying now.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play the clip. So I want Ticket to play first the clip from last week of Joey D talking about it. And then we're going to go ahead and play from 2 years ago. It's the exact same date. Mikey V is on the beach, and it is an entirely different tone of that story. We're going to play it, and then we're going to give Joey D the floor here. Hold on here, fellas.
I saw him last year. I was in Harrah's, the casino. He walked by, and I was like, hey, Brian. He like looked at me like, do I know you? I'm like, oh, I'm friends with Mikey V. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, that's the scene.
But Urlacher was out there, Mikey V.
I said hi to him. I said hi to him in the high limit room. And I told him, he didn't know. And then I was like, hey, I'm a friend of Mikey V's. And all of a sudden he looked over and he's like, oh, what's up? And I was like, we were supposed to do a podcast with you the other day. And he's like, my man, he was super nice.
All right. So we are. I mean, it is the irony that it's at the exact same date and he's at the beach and it's too.
It's really a bad look, Joe.
Right.
It's not a bad look. It's not a bad look.
We got to.
You haven't even asked me my side of the story.
You got to give him the floor.
What could it possibly be? What could your side be?
The side is that I didn't have the heart to tell you that Urlacher gave me nothing.
Got it.
And now you know what? Now I'd write it to you short and sweet, Mikey V, because I know you a lot better than I did now.
Yeah.
Back then.
Well, listen, if that's the case, that's the case. Do I believe that? Not necessarily. Man texts me on a regular basis. So I find that just a little bit hard to believe.
Well, you have to say that our friendship has evolved.
I find it hard to believe.
Our friendship has evolved a lot. This time last year, I had only been on the podcast for like not even that many months. I probably came on starting to do the podcast that like early in 2022.
I think well before that.
Now, Mikey, do you agree?
Do you know when I came on, when I first started coming on the pod?
Nah, I wouldn't be the guy to ask.
My point is that I know Mikey V now so much more than I knew him over a year ago. Like, I'm not, and I'll take liberties now that I never would have taken in the past. That's the bottom line. Okay. Sometimes some might say too many liberties, Bobby boy.
Mikey, I mean, do you think that your friendship has evolved to where that is a possibility where maybe Joey D was doing this to protect you?
I do protect my friend.
No. No, I don't. But I mean, listen.
He gave me nothing. I'm telling you, you call him up. He won't even remember.
I'm just saying it sounded like it didn't sound that way. From what the way you described it, it did not sound that way.
Oh, that is true. The two totally different things. It's two totally different things.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of if that was the case. But do you think that the friendship has evolved though?
Oh yeah. I mean, I would say that the question is not to you, Joe. I mean,
the question's not to you.
I think we're all a lot closer than we were. I mean, come on, we spend a ridiculous. I mean, you guys more so in person, obviously, but I think we spend an ungodly amount of time communicating with each other. Yes, Joe.
I just would like to say, though, that we really have to amp up the Gambler's Digest chat. It is, I think part of it was Mikey's diet routine and his cleanse. Part of it was also like
this him pivot being is on the just beach. So, isn't this pivot misplaced?
It's
this
not a pivot. I'm saying the Gambler's Digest has not been very good. The group chat's not been very good lately. Because you're talking about how much we talk. We haven't been talking that much.
Joe,
I'm not happy about it.
I would love nothing more than to spend every waking hour of my life being engulfed and encompassed around nonsensical bullshit all day. But unfortunately, I can't do that every day because of my responsibilities in the real world. Unfortunately. Now, maybe one day that changes. Maybe it changes.
Maybe we bring him to Florida,
it ain't gonna
Bob.
Take much. Hey. It ain't gonna take much.
Maybe,
one day it'll
maybe
change.
Bring him to the land.
However, I can promise you this, football season's coming up, and you know with football will come the hours
the
and blocks.
Degeneracy.
Now, I mean, we hope to get Couch Joe and Couch Bob often during football season.
I gotta be
but
better.
Everyone has engagements, and I fully understand that. And we will get there. We will be back.
I think so too. And let's not forget about my promise. We'd be a top 100 on the charts. We accomplished that promise from last year's New Year's Eve promise. And the next one after that was Mikey V on board with the boys full time, so that Gambler's Digest could be rock and rolling. And look, I stand by that. And Joey D, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but that's exactly what I'm going to do here. have I ever made a promise to you regarding this career?
I'm not doubting the promise.
I know that for the followers to be excited about.
I'll tell you what. Bob might be a lot of things, but he ain't a false promiser. I'll tell you that right now.
Who called him a false promiser?
No, I'm
answering
it's
his
for the
question.
People to get excited about.
The
followers, it's not on you.
No.
Keep going, Joe. Pump my tires.
I mean, what are we doing?
Bob
here?
Delivers. Bob delivers. He's like Amazon Prime.
All right, boys.
There's no
a
question.
A lot of banter prior to the show here, and I like that. And I like that a lot. But let's get into our buy or sell segment of the week. And let's go ahead. Let's start with Joey D. Let's see what Joey D's got for us here.
Wow. I got to be honest. I can't. We have to pause.
You have to shit?
Nope. I have some insider information on the Urlacher controversy that I just received from a firsthand knowledgeable source.
From another member of the Voice.
Hold on. Not from a member of the Voiceless. Someone from the Bob Does Sports Camp has a little information on the Urlacher, and now Joe's getting a little nervous.
Wait, I'm not nervous.
Hold on here.
I was there.
If you're alluding to Perez was so drunk, he didn't know what was going on.
Quote, I was there with the Urlacher exchange last year. Oh. He knew you, and it turned into a conversation, however short, end quote, Nicholas Stubbe.
Hold the phone.
No, now Joe is going to say that the video's wrong. Person who was there.
I'm saying first of all, let's call a spade for what a spade is.
Now you're going to blame him.
He was so hammered, he didn't know where he was. Right. He could have been talking.
Now we see now where this is, Bob. We see where this is.
Yeah,
I'd like to move on now. I'd like to move on. But that's critical.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think that this is slander.
Go ahead. You know? Joe was mid-sentence. Go ahead, Joe.
I remain what I said. Urlacher was there. We walked by the high limit room. I said, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" He looked at me very perturbed. Like, why is this individual talking to me?
I would have done the same.
He seemed respectful enough. He kind of looked at me. I was like, oh, I'm friends with Mikey V. And he looked again, still nothing. Then I said, oh, you know, bear down, cuz. And he goes, oh. And then he looked at me, said, have a nice evening, and proceeded to walk off. If that is a conversation, you can bring Perez on here right now.
All I'm saying is
bounty of information.
Perez, can you come up to the stage
there
here,
was
please?
No conversation.
No, we should call him up. He's here. We should at least have the conversation with him.
Yep. I'm saying there's no conversation with Brian.
Can we bring Perez up, please?
This is outrageous. I can't believe
it. No, I think we should, but I think we...
He didn't know what room he was in. He was so hammered.
Oh. Where is he? I can't hear him. Oh, there he is. There he is. Okay, here he comes. Ladies and gentlemen,
this guy had no idea what was going on.
Leland Stubbe, Perez. Well, here he is. Here he is.
Okay. Oh. He was drunk. That's the first thing he said.
I was drunk. That's true.
But I mean, that's neither here nor there. I mean, that's just life. No, it's not. The guy's been drunk. I remember him open heart surgery.
It was right behind that one blackjack table towards the back of the room. He was wearing a blue button-down, short-sleeve, very light shirt.
Like a baby blue.
It was. I remember that. He came up. He was sort of trying to get somewhere, so it was a very quick conversation, but he absolutely knew who Mikey V was. He was like, oh, yeah, I love Mikey V. That's a big difference in that story.
This is what I said happened, Perez. I said, hey, what's up? He looked at me perturbed, like, why is this guy talking to me? But he was respectful, and then he was like, oh, hey. And then I was like, I know Mikey V. And he didn't know. And then I said, oh, you know, bear down, cuz. And he looked at me, he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, well, have a nice night, and walked away. We didn't talk to him at all.
I can't tell you how he looked at you, but there was definitely an acknowledgement of knowing Mikey V, but it was very quick. He was going somewhere. He wasn't going to have a conversation about how do you know Mike?
That's all we needed. Thank you. Yeah. The pretzel's officially been fucking twisted.
I saw the clip from last year. That's how I remember it.
It was very short and sweet and very.
Thank you. So I'm going to go back to drinking my root beer and rubbing my tummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Pat Perez.
So to say that we had a conversation is
he said it. He acknowledged it was a short conversation, however short. His recollection is what your recollection was last year on the beach.
No,
so his story matches your story.
I just
what
said the story.
What are you talking about, Joe?
I just said the story.
Bob, we gotta move on. You got to move on.
I just said the story.
All right.
Maybe he was acknowledging simply for the fact that he didn't want to continue the conversation.
Maybe that's what it was.
Perhaps.
Guy literally FaceTimes my dad for his birthday every year now. But yeah. Here's the sack of shit you're being sold by DeMar.
Mikey,
down there.
Can I say something? I'm not saying you don't know the guy. Clearly you know him. You message him. Right. My point is that you're not as buddy with him as it seems. Otherwise, he would have given me a little more when I recognized.
Maybe he didn't want to give you a little more because he fucking didn't like you. Maybe that's what it was. He's like, I don't like this guy.
He must have known I was a Packers fan. Yeah. He must have known.
Well, you know what? He's not the biggest fan of the Bears anymore. So that's not really a big selling point for him.
The Packers. We could have really used him.
Can I just say that I love this show so much. I really do. It's
yeah, no shit, Bob. Because Bob's sitting back in the cut. The fucking circus ringmaster sitting back in the cut, watching two of his prized lions do battle in the middle of the fucking circle. Okay, that's exactly what's happening here, and the audience is going wild. And Bob's there in his tuxedo with the long tails with the whip, just fucking going like this. People are throwing popcorn and shit.
It's a circus.
Or we can move on, Bob.
Okay.
Buy and sell, or buy or sell.
By the way, I'm not going to say who it was, but we were in Lake Tahoe and everybody was there. We're at the bar and we're with the guy who knows Aaron Rodgers very well. And we were talking about whether or not he knows Bob the Sports. So we say to the guy, we're like, text him, see if he knows Bob the Sports. He goes, oh, he has to know you. So he messages Rodgers and he goes, do you know Bob the Sports? And Rodgers,
no response.
We're all just like around watching the phone get ready. And all of a sudden, so like a minute goes by and then you just see the three dots go. He goes, this is word for word. Never heard of him. I'm going.
No. It was nope, period. I'm about to pass out. It was word.
Why is his story different from every story?
I promise you on everything that is holy, I will never forget that text message. Bob, it said, nope. You can get a copy. It said, nope, period. I'm about to pass out. That's okay.
Well, yeah, same.
It was still terrible.
I mean, regardless, but yeah, no, just stonewalled. Stonewalled.
Yeah, that's all right. We're not at Robert Rogers level yet. That's okay.
So far from it.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Apparently we're not at Urlacher's level either.
I mean, Urlacher, absolutely. We're on Urlacher's level. There's not a question about that.
Okay. Now we should have Urlacher on. He's welcome on the program anytime, by the way. Let's get into our buy or sell segment. Joey D, buy or sell.
I mean, this is going to tie into what I talked about earlier about almost shitting myself. I can't believe that actual places still sell single ply toilet paper. It is the worst invention known to man, to the point where you have to literally roll probably a quarter of a roll at a time and fold it 4 to 5 times in order to make sure A, there's no residue on the finger, on the hand, that there's not no tearing. Why the fuck did I placed an order the other day on DoorDash for toilet paper because I was in a bind, and I put in Charmin double ply, and they somehow sent me this Scott's shitty single ply toilet paper. And I tell you what, man, I'm ready. I have like 8 more rolls of this shit, and I'm ready just to throw it.
Joe, let me. It's a good sell. It's a good sell. But let me ask you this.
Is a great sell. Why would you save money on toilet paper? No, get an extra layer in
but
there.
But, Joe, here's what I got to ask. What did you have going on to where you couldn't go out to the store and get your own?
We had to go out somewhere. There was a bunch of stuff happening. I didn't have a moment to go out. I put an express delivery from the convenience store closest to me, the CVS. It was like a 15-minute delivery. And I'm a big Charmin guy. I like the Bears. I like the double ply. I like all of it. I put Charmin in, and I made sure that if I didn't get Charmin, I think I put another one as a secondary order. But they gave me a fucking single ply, and this stuff is – yes, Mikey B.
Now go. Finish.
Oh, I thought you were asked. I thought you were
No.
Hand up. Well, my point is, it's just like, don't save money on toilet paper. There's a lot of things you can save money on, cleaners, different shit for the house. Toilet paper is sacred. And God forbid, if I had people over, I would never put that stuff out, because it is just a slap to the face. That's the kind of stuff I expect if I go into like a shopping mall,
like Larry bathroom. David, like Larry or, David said, that's the only place one ply toilet paper belongs is on a whaling vessel. That's what he said. That's the kind of toilet paper you find on like a whaling vessel.
Oh, no, but like you'll normally find it in like an airport or like a shopping mall, because they save money by buying the shit in bulk.
Right.
But for your home, man, don't do it. It's there's no place for the single ply.
I think it's a good sell. I really do. I think it's good. Do you remember when Joey D had to do that DraftKings ad and he DoorDashed a football? So
it was a basketball, Bob.
It was a basketball, yeah.
March Madness, right around the corner, folks.
He postmated
No better time than to join in on all the action than with your DraftKings friends.
He postmated a basketball.
He bought basketball, too. He bought like an authentic
a Wilson. NBA I bought a Wilson.
All right, I'm gonna do a buy. And we were just there, but I think it's really, really cool because it's different than any of these like random tournaments. That ACC championship tournament they have, where they have all these celebrities come and they play a competitive 3 days of golf. It is so much fun to watch these different like I'd prefer to go to that tournament and watch all these different celebrities come through. They had CC Sabathia there. They had all these people. Guys with the ability to shank a ball on a whim's notice, a ball could go flying into the stands. It's so much fun to watch the different groups and watch regular golfers. And a lot of these guys are good, but with the ability to shank a ball and all of that, it's so much more fun than going to like a PGA Tour event, as much as I do like going to those. I just think you keep your head on a swivel. It's fun to see these different guys in that element. Steph Curry, Miles Teller, Aaron Rodgers, all these guys to watch them play. That's why Barkley. I enjoy like the match that they do, because they're not pro golfers, and it makes it so much fun to watch. So I'm buying that ACC championship. I thought it was it's a blast. And by the way, Steph Curry to not just hit a hole in one, but to hit a hole in one on that stage, this guy is unbelievable. Everything it's amazing what he's able to do. I'm buying the ACC championship.
I wish you would have bought it last year and came when I caddied, Bob. That would have been nice.
I would have. Yeah. I mean, look, I would have liked to, too. I know I was coming. It was the tail end of a Euro trip. And I,
I'm not upset with you. I understood. But Bob saw it in all of its glory this year. And I think if Bob had been there last year, the content that we would have had would have been phenomenal. Because I brought Perez to get some of the content, but he was getting so messed up every night that we, you know, when our morning rounds were basically a write-off.
didn't Perez
he showed up on the 15th hole with a cookie. Meanwhile, I needed a bit of content to provide Corona with, but he had a cookie for me. God love him.
Like, I mean, we were leaving to go through the, we had to leave to catch the early flight to go home from Lake Tahoe, and Perez didn't want to go on that early flight because he knew he wouldn't be able to wake up, so he did night. So we go down to the hotel lobby at 5:30 in the morning. We go down to the lobby and we're getting ready to walk out the door. Sure as shit, coming through the doors at 5:30 in the morning, Perez comes stumbling through the hotel doors. I had to watch. It looked like he was on skates. He was going down. By the way, he doesn't recall it. He doesn't recall seeing us. He doesn't recall any of that. He was one step away from going down. So we had the Uber wait, and I had to make sure that he got to the elevator. He was going to go down. And had it been any other time than that early, I would have had the presence of mind to get the phone out because he was going to go down. It was like, you know, a fighter who's a little bit woozy and it's a matter of time till they hit the canvas. he was getting ready. He was woozy, dude. And he was getting ready to hit that canvas. It would have been unbelievable.
Did you ask him who he was out with till that late?
It's a long story. It's a long story. And you know who got a kick out of him was Mike Vrabel, which was one of the funniest connections I've ever seen. Vrabel was fascinated with Perez. He really was. It was a riot to watch. That's what I'm buying. Mikey V, buy or sell.
Yeah, I was gonna tail right off of Joe's. I'm selling this week, but in response to the toilet paper, I'm gonna buy. And every parent knows this. Everybody with a child who's had children knows wet this. Wipes. Is wipes the wipes? Having wipes at your disposal 24 hours a day, 365 with little kids. Those wipes, and they're not just for your ass. You could use those wipes if you're sweaty, if you're smelly, your hands are dirty, your feet. Fucking anything. Those wipes are such
have you
an
used
ultimate...
them before though? I've never used them.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm just putting my charger in, but I'm like, I'm enjoying this. Keep it going. I'm just putting my charger in. I'm enjoying this. Why can't I just go put my fucking why does that get a thing?
We're in the middle of a podcast, Bob.
Says the guy who's got a bet on a Rays Royals over in the middle of July, you sicko.
Good bet. I bet you'll see a bunch more comments about that than you will about the charger.
Anyway, the wipes are a godsend, Joe. They're a total game changer. But it's like having your
ass
kissed
by sharks.
But does
it not feel weird?
No.
I feel like
it's like getting a bidet. It's like using a bidet. It's like using a bidet.
I got to try this.
It's unbelievable. Now you just don't flush them. Don't flush them.
Oh, you don't flush
them. No, you can't flush them. No,
see, that's dirty. Then you got to
now they make them. They make ones. Now I'm talking about the baby wipes. You can't flush baby wipes. They make.
What about like
wipes.
The dude wipes?
Yeah, they make ones that you could flush one at a time. But I'm telling you, it's really even that is really bad for your plumbing. Like any plumber will tell you, don't do it. Like don't flush it down the fucking toilet
because they'll just get lodged at the bottom.
Yeah. Now I'm really though I really wanted to sell this week, and I'm selling because I saw the Yankees. The Yankees were the first, not the first, but I saw that the Yankees were going to start incorporating a corporate sponsorship on their uniforms.
Sell away,
with
baby.
With the patch. And sell away. Let me tell you something, man. You know, there's certain things in life that are just sacred, and a sports team uniform, especially storied franchises like the New York Yankees, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears, New York Giants, you know, royalty franchises, flagship franchises. For you to start bastardizing these uniforms with, like, is it really that? What in the world? How much money do you need as an organization to okay something like that onto the jersey? It's one of the reasons, honestly, that, not that I dislike international soccer. I love watching AC Milan, and I love watching Paris Saint-Germain. I love watching Liverpool, Chelsea. I love watching all that. But the jerseys, I would never buy one because they got fucking brands all over. It's just ugly, like Juventus. I love Juventus. Nice. I would never buy a jersey with Jeep written all over it.
Let me tell you, George,
it's horrible.
If anything, the Yankees should be the last ones to do it. If George Steinbrenner knew. And you know what bothers me with the Yankees right now? I know people don't want to hear just me just talk about the Yankees, but I do want to say, you know, even the Gambler's Digest, right? What we have, Mikey V, is when football goes away, what me and you can always rely on is the Yankees. That's our bond. We have that. And because of how much they stink right now, we don't have that. And the same thing goes even with me and my dad. I love talking about the Yankees, and they just stink. And they're old. It's going to be the same thing. They might make the playoffs, but they're not going to go far. No, and that, Joe, is part of the reason Gambler's Digest is dead too. Usually me and Mikey have the Yankees where – I can't watch the screen because they're playing the Red Sox and they're in a jam and I can't watch. So Mikey V's talking me through the inning. I really miss that. And it's just lousy. It's just really lousy. And I know nobody feels bad for me because it's the Yankees. And I get it. I get that. You shouldn't feel bad for me, but it's very upsetting.
What is
the
jersey sponsor?
It's an insurance company, I think.
Star Insurance or some shit like that.
God,
it's just horrible. It's just ugly.
Wait, is it on the sleeve?
On the sleeve, yeah. Yeah, on the sleeve.
That's not terrible. That's not too bad.
I will say, you know, and Christian Pulisic, Captain America, was in for Mikey V's eating challenge, and I'd hung out with him in Jupiter. I had no idea who he was prior to hanging with them. And I do want to get into soccer a little bit to some degree. When we're going to Europe next month, Joe, I would like to see a soccer game just to experience something like that.
Oh, it's wild.
Have you been, Mikey?
I haven't been, but I could tell you now, I've watched the documentaries on hooliganism and what it means out there to go to one of these games. That's a different level.
I would be very curious.
You should go. They're Celtic and Rangers. Those are the two major teams.
Yeah, Celtic is a big Scottish team. You should go. I would love to check it out.
I really would. The thing I do worry about is the food in Europe. I got a feeling I'm not going to love.
Yeah, well, if you're going to Scotland, you're going to be eating a lot of haggis.
What is haggis?
It's not good, I can tell you.
Really?
That. Yeah, it's not up my alley. Not up my alley.
You'll be fine, Bob. Don't worry.
You go to Italy, you know, you're good. You go to Spain, you know, you're good. You go to Greece, you're good.
Italy is more than good. You're better off than back
home. But England, stuff like that, they're not really known for their food, right?
No, they're not.
England or fish and chips.
I'm better off going to Nutley, New Jersey.
Oh, well, you can't go wrong with the food around here. That's for sure. food around here don't miss. So that's one thing we do right in North Jersey, food.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, fellas, what do you say we go into our top five now?
Mm-hmm.
We went through our buyer sells. Okay. It's been a fantastic episode. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And today's top five is brought to you on behalf of Mikey V. So, Mikey V, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing here today, and then you could start us off with the top five.
Top five best beach snacks. Obviously, just came off the beach. A little advantage there. But top five best beach snacks. Snacks that you like to take on a hot day to the beach.
Mikey V.
Number five, I'm going to go with chips and dip. I think chips and dip are a very solid play at the beach. The dip, you go with like a dill, Cool Ranch, something like that, a very light, refreshing dip. Number four, chicken fingers and fries. You go to any of these huts on the beach that sell snacks, chicken fingers or French fries is like one of the big time snacks that you'll see people toting around on the beach. Now, you guys are giving me a face. What's the problem here? What's the
matter? I got an issue. I don't know if you do, Joe. I certainly have an issue.
What's the problem?
It's first off, the chips and dip is more than one thing.
I'm okay with chips and dip.
I asked for sandwiches and he denied sandwiches.
Chicken fingers, absolutely.
Chicken fingers and fries? We're going to allow
that's a meal. Chicken. That's not a snack.
And it's two different things. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, that's... No, because Mikey V is a heavy favorite to win this top five coming off the beach. But yeah, I mean, how could you allow chicken fingers and fries? There's no way.
I tell you what, I ain't got no chicken fingers and fries on my list.
No, no. I
don't think we can.
Okay, so scrap the chicken fingers and fries. It's fine.
Okay.
Just scrap it from the record.
No. Scares me. I think there might be a day where Mikey V just goes off and then just leaves this podcast and is doing like an NFL insider show. That frightens me. That frightens me because I think he's sick of our shit.
He'll do it with that other Bears guy.
Are you sick of us, Mikey?
No.
What?
Are you sick of us?
No. I wouldn't say sick. Oh, you love him.
He just needs a break.
People need to understand how close we are. It's very much a brotherhood. We're very, very close. So we go at each other. It's because we're brothers. Now, with that being said, no fucking way am I allowing chicken fingers and fries.
Okay.
But new one, Mikey.
Give me ice pops at number four.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Ice pops at number four. Give me at three ice cream bars at number three. I want ice cream bars. I'm talking about like, you know, like the ice cream truck bars, like something you could grab from there, whatever it is. Give me ice cream bar. Number two. Am I on two? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, I'm going to go with. Shit, I gotta see what I'm doing here now. Number two, go ahead and book me down for this is bad.
Chicken fingers sent him for a spiral.
It did, Bob. It really did. Can I go with just fries? Are fries considered
I would allow fries.
Yeah,
give me fries with ketchup. Give me fries with ketchup at two. Here's the thing about fries, though, as any experienced beach goer knows, you're going to be playing a lot of prevent defense against the seagulls when you got fries.
Oh. Yeah.
A lot of prevent defense, but you know what? Fries on the beach do hit, though, man. Salty with the ketchup is nice. Cold ketchup.
Oh,
refreshing.
With
you
the ketchup.
It really is. It's a nice Mr. play. Nessa. And then number one, though, I think the king of beach snacks, I really do, is fresh fruit. Whether it be watermelon, whether it be cherries, whether it be, peaches, nectarines, plums, anything like that, a fresh fruit, fresh cold fruit in your cooler. You can't go wrong. I would go fresh fruit.
Joey D has his hand up. Joey D.
I don't know what to do here now because like Mikey V just grouped all fruit together, but I actually have a specific fruit, and now my fruit.
I mean, if you want specific fruit, we should have just done beach fruit because you could just go five fucking fruit.
I'm in the same boat, and you know what?
I don't know what to do now.
Even my chip,
and I'm not trying to fuck Mikey over.
No, I get it. I
think you got to pick a type of fruit.
I agree. I Mikey,
I'm not trying to be.
I know it might seem like we're being hard on you. I get that, but we're not. We're really not.
Let me say something to you right now. Let me say something to you. You are never hard on me. Do you understand what I'm saying, Bob? You're not hard on me. Okay.
No, but
my
children
might be hard on me. My wife may be hard on me. You aren't hard on me. Okay. You don't like the play. It got outvoted. I'm a man. Fine. I'll pick a single fucking fruit. Sliced watermelon. There you go. Sliced watermelon.
That's the right play. Mikey. That's a great fruit. Very good.
Mikey, I think that's really good. I think that's really good. But you understand where we're coming from, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. At number five, I got steak and frites.
With a little bit of a Bernays sauce on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely not the worst podcast this week.
I'm in for it's been a great show. It's been a great show. Mikey, would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Number five, go ahead. You can lock me in for Oreos. I got Oreos at five.
That's good, Bob.
Easy to bring, easy to carry, easy to carry with. I got Oreos at five.
Mikey V's so pissed right now, dude. He's so pissed.
I hear Perez laughing too in the living room. I hear him, number four,
I got goldfish. I think it's iconic snack on the beach. I got goldfish at four. Number three, you could go ahead and lock me in. I put ice pops at three. I didn't know if you wanted specific ice pops. When ice pops at three, number two, you could go ahead and lock me in for Doritos. Big Doritos guy, iconic snack. You don't like it, Mikey?
It's fine, Bob.
Yeah, Mikey, stop. Mikey, don't do that. Come on, Mikey. He's
been body bagged.
Mikey.
Fucking give the top five. Let's go.
All right, all right. And then number one's watermelon.
Wow.
Well, you think I stole your number one, Mikey? You think I stole your number one? Come on, bro. What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
The huge uproar about how I couldn't say fruit. Guy has one fucking fruit on his list.
Why? I do too.
You said you had multiple, and that was the reason you were pissed.
I have two different fruits.
Your story changes more than my underwear.
Wait, but Joe, you just said you
have two different fruits. I'm saying I had watermelon on my list as well, is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Joey D, take it away.
I feel like I've been misunderstood this whole episode. All right. I'm going to start at number five. On number five, I'm going to start with trail mix. I love a good trail mix at the beach. Easy to dip your hands into, a lot of variety. Very good. Trail mix at number five. At number four, I'm going to go with chips and salsa. Like, you could go pico de gallo salsa, whatever you want, whatever your variation is. Tortilla chips and some variation of salsa. Very good. The whole crew can get into it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Number three, I've got watermelon. Refreshing, delicious. Give me the seedless watermelon for the win too. I hate the black seeds. I like the seedless organic watermelon. Number two, I'm going ice cream bars. And when I say ice cream bars, I like the those are like the ones like the SpongeBob's or like the Spider-Man ones that they sell on the beach. Those things hit hard. They're fucking fantastic. The SpongeBob one, bear down, if you never had it, the eyeballs are like gumdrops. So you have a little snack post-game ice cream bar. The real heady play from the makers.
We got to wrap this up.
And then number one, I'm not even finished my top five. I was one for yours.
But I think this is a good episode.
Until you gave me chicken fingers and fries.
Go ahead, Joe.
Number one, I'm going to give something neither of you guys gave, and I think it's a game changer. I'm going to go
jerky.
Frozen grapes at number one are some of the best snacks you'll ever have. And they're refreshing, they're cool, they're delicious, they're easy to pack. Frozen grapes at number one for the win.
Mikey V, any issue?
Nope. Hope I lose that. I hope I come in third place in this top five.
Honorable mention, I got chips and dip.
I do. Okay.
Mikey V, honorable mention,
you can give me a peach.
All right, peach. I'll go with honorable mention. I'll go goldfish. I think that was a great play. And I think that they deserve to be up on that list as well.
Okay. Well, look, here's the deal. I just want to say how much I appreciate you boys. And I think this has been a terrific, terrific podcast. Go ahead, Joe.
More views than last week or no?
I think more views than last week. I think more views. Total collective combined views. I think this has more views than last week. I love you boys, and I appreciate you boys, and I love the Brilliantly Dumb Show like you wouldn't believe. Until next time, we will see. That's been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you over there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.